When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Each year, divorce filings spike in February. Many couples on the rocks do their best to get through the holiday season, a time that's typically filled with commitments, traditions, and lots of family time. But once the holidays are over, it's time to reassess if this is the right decision. For some couples, this can lead to changed minds, and for others, it can lead to a feeling of finality. This is where divorce attorney Jacqueline Newman comes in. She's been practicing for more than 25 years and has learned to always expect the unexpected.
Everybody walks in saying they want to do this nicely. And then as you get into the process, more often than not, unfortunately, once you get into the nitty-gritty of it, a lot of attitudes do change and things do come up. Like I've had many cases where all of a sudden you find out that someone had the affair. And while legally it makes no difference, I can tell you emotionally it makes an enormous difference. And so it really can derail settlement negotiations when the betrayal exposes itself and then all of a sudden is so grossly fresh in the midst of the negotiations.
Newman is a managing partner at the law firm Berkman, Bodker, Newman & Schein in Manhattan. She specializes in complex high net worth matrimonial cases and negotiating prenuptial agreements. However, before taking on a client, she always asks this question.
When someone comes into my office, one of the first things I do is I ask, are you sure you want to get divorced? And if they question it, I say, go to marriage counseling. It is a very, you know, obviously it's a difficult decision, but it should never be done rash. And you always want to feel like you tried everything. So I'm a big proponent and make sure you're making a decision that you are fully sure you want to make.
For those who do move forward, she says there's a lot of common misconceptions she has to break right away. One being that the court cares about affairs.
People will come to me and they'll have all sorts of evidence of their spouse having an affair. And, you know, as painful as it is to somebody, and I don't mean to belittle any of that, it's hard for them to hear me say, I know how hard this is for you, but I have to tell you, a court's not going to care. They're just not going to be interested in it. They don't want to see your evidence. And it's just not a relevant issue. The only thing that would come up is if they spent a lot of money. And when I say a lot of money, I'm not talking about dinners and, you know, a few hotels. I'm talking about jewelry. I'm talking about major gifts, major trips, things like that.
Another falsehood is that each party must be present in court to finalize the divorce.
And that's simply not true. Most people actually don't see the inside of a courtroom when getting divorced, and it's mostly done via paperwork. Usually people can get divorced. They think that there's going to be these big courtroom battles like you see on TV, and it's just simply not the case. Many people will resolve things either, you know, I say there's either kitchen table conversations. You can do it through just attorneys, you know, in a more traditional sense. You can do mediation, you can do collaborative law. And then, you know, you can do litigation, but even the cases that actually go to trial are so incredibly small. I think I read somewhere there was maybe a percentage of about, I think it was maybe 5%.
That said, she still urges every person to hire a local attorney that they feel comfortable with. Even if there's a prenup or spouses are in complete agreement, there are several legal proceedings to jump through, and the entire process can take at least a year to finalize. The longest case she ever worked on went on for more than 10 years.
In all circumstances, you're going to fill out what's called a statement of net worth form, which is a form that you're going to list all your assets, your liabilities, your income, your expenses, and that's going to kind of give you, and your spouse will do the same. And you're going to be in a situation where at least you'll know what kind of financial situations you're dealing with.
And if you have kids under the age of 18, there are several decisions to make about physical and legal custody.
Legal custody is when you make major decisions in regards to your children. And when I say major decisions, I'm talking about medical decisions, educational decision, and religious decisions. So if you all agree on all three of those, then most people, at least in New York, will have joint legal decision making.
Every divorce is different, and there can be a lot of nuances and changes to this shared parenting schedule. For instance, who gets the kids during certain summer vacations, holidays, and birthdays? Newman says that when it comes to religion and medical decisions, most couples are usually on the same page, but there have been clashes around COVID and mental health care.
Whether some parents believed in getting the vaccine, some did not. We also have issues that come up about medication for children that may struggle with ADHD, with depression, anxiety. Some parents believe in medication, some people don't. Therapy comes up. Some people believe in therapy, some people don't. So that's where we find the conflicts.
And it doesn't matter whether a couple has kids or not, there's always a possibility that the divorce can go south quickly. She offers this piece of advice when tensions rise.
Stay off social media during divorce. I am a very, very big proponent of that. People, you know, are angry, and I understand that, and they want to go into social media and they want to bash their spouse because they want all their millions of faceless friends on Facebook to support them. And I can't emphasize enough how dangerous that is and how much I suggest that people do not do that. That is my word of warning. And I say all the time, unless you are comfortable handing that to your mother, the judge, and your children, do not write it down.
Doing so runs the risk that the other side uses it in court. If this happens, there's always a possibility that the judge takes into account these emotional public posts. There's no doubt that divorce is messy and complicated. It's also sad and can feel incredibly isolating.
It's a really, really hard process. I mean, anyone who's going through it or knows someone who is can speak to that. It's emotionally draining. It's financially draining. Especially when you have children, you want to protect them, but you know, you're going through your own personal situation, and anything you can do outside of social media to make yourself kind of like feel okay. And obviously drinking, nothing bad, but no vices, but meditation, exercise, new hobbies, just really try to take some time for yourself, because it can be an all-consuming process. And it's, you know, it's a second job. Your attorney's going to ask you to do a lot of things for them and a lot of discovery. And, you know, it's a lot. And I just really, you know, keeping yourself as mentally strong as possible to go through the process will help you and help your attorney and help your children.
To learn more about this topic and our guest, Jacqueline Newman, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes and to support our show, follow Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This story was written and produced by our executive producer, Amira Zavere. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Hey, it's your girl Lonnie Love, and this segment is brought to you by Metamucil. Are you ready to take charge of your digestive health? I know I am. That's why I'm teaming up with Metamucil for the 2-week challenge. Metamucil's 4-in-1 fiber helps promote regularity. Unlike many fibers, Metamucil's psyllium fiber gels to trap and remove waste from your digestive system, helping you feel lighter and more energetic after just 2 weeks. Try the Metamucil 2-week challenge today. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Coming up on Viewpoints.
You work hard, you get your down payment, you have an income, you can get a house. As of 2022, that changed, especially into 2023, and now we're here 2024.
For many people, buying a home feels impossible right now. Then,
many astronauts from the 1960s who worked on the early space shuttle program actually made public statements to the effect that this is not a safe vehicle and people should not be flying it.
The truth about America's retired space shuttle program. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.